From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, April 16th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. A riverfront rally in Germantown will be held on April 22nd, Earth Day, to protest an Amtrak proposal to erect gates and fences to bar public access via railroad maintenance roads. The Town Waterfront Advisory Committee wrote, "The stretches of access roads slated to be closed, and I quote, have for many years been active with fishing enthusiasts, bird watchers, dog walkers, joggers, and walkers," end quote. Also, a fence parallel to the tracks and along the terminus of Germantown's Lower Main Street would seek to block river access at an unofficial crossing to an area of shore that has been busy with recreational activity dating back at least 105 years, end quote. Columbia County sites in the Amtrak plan include Stuyvesant, Stockport, and Germantown. In Dutchess County, locations similarly affected would be Tivoli, Rhinebeck, and Rhinecliff. The April 22nd Riverfront Rally will be held from noon to 2 p.m. at Ernest R. Lasham Memorial Park off Anchorage Road. And you can read that full story at the Daily Freeman. The Daily Freeman is also reporting State Assemblymember Frank Skartotos died April 15th at St. Luke Cornell Hospital. Skartotos was 62. The Milton Democrat was diagnosed with advanced pancreatic cancer in late January. He was serving his fourth two-year term representing the 104th Assembly District. Born in Greece, Skartotos arrived in New York City with his mother at age 14 in 1970. He graduated with honors from the State University of New York at New Platts with a degree in political science. He was first elected to the Assembly in 2008, but lost the seat 2 years later to Tom Kerwin by less than 20 votes. He regained his office in March of 2012, special election following Kerwin's death, and held it ever since. Ulster County Executive Mike Hine said in a written statement, and I quote, "As a strong but gentle soul, he always spoke truth to power while simultaneously making time to help those among us most in need. We are all blessed that he chose a life of service, and because of his integrity, he will forever be profoundly missed," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. David Lombardo is reporting for the Times Union. The Working Families Party announced its endorsement of Cynthia Nixon for governor during its annual meeting at the Albany Hilton April 14. Nixon told nearly 200 party members and affiliates, and I quote, "I am indebted to you today and every day because you are the heart and soul of the progressive New York that we want to create," end quote. A decision late the night before by Cuomo not to seek the Working Families endorsement came after Nixon lined up support from key allies of the working families, such as the Citizen Action and New York Communities for Change. However, despite gaining new statewide champions in Nixon and Lieutenant Governor candidate Jomani Williams, the party lost the support of major unions. Working Family State Director Bill Lipton said the decision of unions to abandon the party stemmed from threats by Cuomo. The union rejected that narrative, saying they will form a new labor union line on the November ballot. Lipton acknowledged it was a, and I quote, "rough week," end quote, for the party, but said they would remain committed to working on issues that labor unions care about. He said, and I quote, "our friends are in a tight spot and we respect their decision," end quote. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And finally, Randall Chase is reporting for the Associated Press. Gun right advocates rallied at state capitals across the country April 14th in opposition to stricter gun control laws and what they believe are existing threats to their constitutional right to bear arms. Hundreds gathered in peaceful protest in Albany, Atlanta, Boston, Indianapolis, Montpelier, Vermont, Austin, Texas, and other cities. The coalition behind the rallies describes itself as a collection of patriotic-based groups that, and I quote, "come from all walks of life, including 3% groups and local militias," end quote. The 3% movement vows to resist any government that infringes on the U.S. Constitution. A group called the National Constitutional Coalition of Patriotic Americans spread the word of the rallies on social media. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting that rain and thunderstorms are possible after 9 a.m. today. Some of those storms could produce heavy rainfall. The temperature high for today will be 50 degrees. Rainfall amounts between 1 and 2 inches are possible. For Monday night, showers are likely, mainly before 7 p.m. It will be cloudy with a low around 38. Your forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 47 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain showers before 11 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 33. And on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 6:12 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:38 p.m., That will give us 13 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes and 45 seconds more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 16th day of April, 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.